Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 238 of the Staller Podcast.
Yup, to fuck.
The Staller Podcast is a good podcast with two very good co-hosts, Darren and Joe, and our friend Ed. And I sent some comments on the comment section on Spotify saying that they don't like Ed. But I'm here to say that we like
is
Ed.
Is that still going on?
Yeah.
What do they say? Actually, don't tell me. It affects me quite badly.
Does it?
Mm.
Does it?
Yeah, and Darren keeps bringing it up and it kind of fucks me up for about a couple of weeks.
For a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. I'm going to just keep doing this voice. Someone said, where's Owen Boyce? Enough of this Ed fella. Someone else said, I'm going to smash Ed up if he's...
I think that's Owen on one of the, on his burner. I can't fuck Ed. Bring back Owen.
But I'll have you know that there was only one negative comment and the rest are positive.
Oh, that's okay. I'll take
and
it.
The positive one says, Ed's Darren Feet impression is the funniest thing since Stolen Chicken Fillet Roll Story.
Darren's Feet impression?
Where he was doing an impression of me feet about Amy.
What?
You wash me feet, Amy.
And another one said, well, just keep doing that voice, sir.
If you want.
Another one said, hang on, I had it there a second ago. Ed is actually all right.
Oh,
yeah.
A fine time.
Another one said, though, notice how the tone of my voice changed because it's about me.
Oh.
Darren
oh.
is clearly low in this episode. Hope he feels better soon.
Aw.
But they went on to say, this is only 53 minutes ago, and then 20 minutes ago. That man's only 20 minutes ago, now I'm reading it out.
Yeah.
Only 20 minutes ago. Ah, he's lightened up with the lotto slide.
That turned things around for you. That turned things around.
Well, that's a mixed bag, it's fair to say. But look, we've got a great episode coming up. And as we get into it, this episode is crystals. There's magic.
Magic crystals.
Yeah, there is magic.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord and Saviour. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
Big JC.
And boiled eggs.
And the end of the world.
And the end of the world.
Of course. Of course.
It's all in it.
We'll get into it now, sir.
Montefuck.
Joe has me on the crystals.
Oh.
Go on.
He has me on the crystal.
The Met.
Do explain.
So I'm into crystals, as I'm not sure if you know or not, but I have...
We talked about before Joe and his crystals.
Yeah, I like my crystals.
We all kind of gave him a bit
of stick.
You
believe in their power, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's even a matter of belief. I think it's a matter of science. I think if you don't believe, yeah, silly.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're the silly one for not believing in crystals. I'm assuming you're a skeptic.
I would be, but I'm open to persuasion.
Well, I was like you once.
Convincing.
Until yesterday, I was like you.
So
the day before yesterday.
What did he say or do to convince you?
He didn't say or do anything. The crystals spoke to me.
And if the crystals had a voice, Darren, would you be able to recreate that voice now?
Sort of like that.
Yeah.
Like
a bit of D4.
Zeus or something.
Yeah. A South Dublin crystal. Yeah.
Darren.
I'll see you, Derek and Darren. Great stuff today.
That's me feet.
You, oh, sorry, that's your feet, yeah.
Me feet can't also be a crystal.
But
on Tuesday, I brought him into Dervish, which is around the corner from this studio.
Yeah.
I met with Amy, and I brought Amy and Darren around to Dervish. And he was hesitant to even go in because he was thinking, like, this is witchcraft and wizardry.
Yeah, I think, like, as soon as you step in, there's a chance that some spell would be casted on you or something along them lines. But that's when it happened. The minute I walked in, I just went, Darren, the fuck is that?
The crystal was calling.
It was jumping up out of all the crystals and it was like...
So give me a crash course, if you can. And for anyone listening that isn't au fait with the crystals.
Crystals are made up of molecules and they vibrate in a pattern like nothing else in the universe.
Except your watch.
Well, there's crystal, quartz is a crystal and it's in your watch. So these vibrations have literal scientific power. It's in your phone, it's in your watches. Like, we're able to harness the energy from crystals. That's not magical, that's science.
Yeah,
we literally use use that. But we also vibrate. Every atom in the universe vibrates. And so there's certain crystals that vibrate at a certain frequency. And if you want to use, if you want to manifest something or draw something or attract something to you, there's certain crystals that can help put you into that vibrational state.
Yes.
For your body matching the vibration of the crystals.
So you're in harmony with that particular frequency.
Yes.
And having done that, how does that then change the practical reality of what's going on around you?
Well, Ed, funny that you say that. They speak to you.
Oh. What was I thinking? They speak to you, so you feel their, can you feel their presence?
I can hear them.
I can hear them.
And feel them. No, I'm acting the bollocks there. But, would you believe? But, yeah, I think I believe in them, like, legit. Yeah. I do. After yesterday, the day before.
What happened yesterday? So you went into the shop.
I won the fucking lotto, Ed.
But no, when you went into this Dervish place, you instantly felt, oh.
No, I went in and there was a certain one and I said to you, it was very heavy. And, well, it wasn't very heavy. It was heavy for a little item of that size, like.
Mm.
And I picked it up and I said, oh, I feel something off that. Like, I feel like some sort of weird thing. I don't know what it was.
He said it was, he felt like it was vibrating in his hands.
Wow.
I thought it was vibrating. Well, it was vibrating. It was talking to me. Of course it was.
You're in a sex shop.
I was in a sex shop.
Darren, get in here.
And it was double-sided. And like, I thought, look, that's great, isn't it?
Like a rubbery texture.
Not a crystal, Darren.
Why do you need a double-sided crystal? Like, what's that all about? How does that play as both parties?
I have to go away and manifest.
It's inconvenient.
For a few,
like, you just want one that's like on one side and then you've got this one that you're holding and you're like, oh, I'm fucking holding that. Why am I holding it? Doesn't matter. Crystal, yeah. And then I looked at it and turned it over and I was like, this is the one, until I seen the price was 22 quid. I put it down. Like, let's go for a little cheaper one that's going to speak to me.
It's a little whisper.
And what are you to do with them? You wear one on your wrist?
I have one on my wrist now, yeah.
And what particular crystal is that?
This is Moldavoy.
Right.
So it came from space.
And is that tuned into your particular frequency?
No.
Or do we all have the same?
We all like, I'm tuned into its frequency.
Okay.
We all vibrate at different frequencies.
Okay.
If you're depressed and your energy is low, you vibrate at a lower frequency. This is measurable. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is scientific.
No, of course, yep.
And if you get on a roller coaster and your heart rate's up and everything, the molecules in your body are vibrating at a higher frequency. So you're able to manipulate your reality if your frequency vibrates at a higher level, is what they say, okay? And so if you have crystals, then you're able to tap into that frequency easier.
Okay. And you wear them on your person or you have them around your house or?
You can wear them on your person.
You can get them as dinner plates.
Jeepers almighty.
Yeah.
Can't you?
As dinner plates? Yeah.
Yeah. You can get anything from the, like, you can make that crystal into ant.
I mean, you can make anything your dinner plate.
Your
you
lap.
Can eat off anything.
Your lap. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Your lap can be a dinner plate. Your phone.
Your phone, yeah.
Can be a dinner plate.
You got the power over me.
So you think that's crazy?
You know, I have a bit of a snow blindness but I'm trying to work on it when it comes to what I call the woo-woo.
Yeah.
But I have recently, maybe the last 6 months, started to listen to certain frequencies when I'm trying to get to sleep.
Ah.
So different hertz levels, and I hit upon one, which sends me into a kind of a slight, it helps me get to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Like beta waves.
There's different frequencies for some, the one I'm on at the moment, my current buzz at the moment is, I'm going to get it for you now.
What frequency are you on, bud?
232 hertz.
Low frequency because I'm depressed out of me.
So this is it here. I'll play it for you now. So I'll put that under my pillow.
That's what you hear when you go in there.
Under your pillow?
Yeah, so it's just, it surrounds my head. I can't have earbuds on it when I'm trying to get to sleep. I just feel them. So 432 hertz. I'd recommend it, guys.
Yeah.
This week's Hertz of the Week.
Top of the hertz. And you're there in the bed listening to that and you don't believe in crystals.
I'll put that on. I, what I'm trying to say to you is I'm slowly opening my my frequency to frequencies.
Like you're like
but
me.
Crystals may be a bit a step too far for me.
No, I think actual once you walk physical, in the shop and then you find the right crystal,
but I do believe
it's game over for you. Well, not a game over, it's a good thing. It's like the game's only beginning.
But white noise and all that crack is just different frequencies, putting your mind at ease. I get that.
Was not just listen to a few tunes, a few bangers in the bed.
Scooter.
Under the pillow.
But Darren got this and then he got good news like the next day.
Yeah.
And he thinks that was...
Two bits of good news.
Two bits of good news.
Personal. About personal.
About personal, yeah.
Great.
That will not be talking about.
And you think that's causality, cause... You think that's a direct result of holding that crystal?
I think, yeah. It was in my pocket.
That is wild to me. That's something I can't get on board with you.
I think it's great because imagine actually having something that you're like, that's because of that. It's just a bit of like, it's fun, isn't it? Like to say like, oh, this works.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because it might be a lot of hocus pocus, Jimbo Bimbo.
Didn't they reveal this week that more people are turning to religion, young people, these days, is on the up?
Is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Because
any particular religion or just religion in
Christianity,
general?
Christianity, they're saying, yeah.
Okay.
Your man Casper Walsh released a video on TikTok. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone back to Jesus.
He's gone, but yeah, he's been back there a while. Oh, has he? Yeah. A couple of years, but yeah, I've seen that video.
He has put a video up, but I think they're saying that there's a young people are feeling the need for some meaning.
Mm.
And they're trying to get some kind of sense into their lives because it's so chaotic.
God and crystals, I think that might man. Be,
you know, crystals.
Two of them together.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Joe goes to church all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe that's my next step.
Church
with me crystal.
Yeah, why not, man?
Fucking,
yeah,
I'd be armoured up to bits.
There you go. You'd be untouchable.
I'd be on the fucking Jimmy Fallon show in a week.
Like, like a big gold chain swinging in between your
Mickey?
Your manly chest.
Your big hairy chest.
Swaggering up the aisle of the church.
There does seem to be a trend.
There is, yeah.
Especially on social media of people openly talking about their faith.
Mm.
Like flaunting their faith, which I find interesting. But then I also think like, you know, for the last 2,000 years, people have been religious or whatever, even longer. People have been religious. But now that we're just living in this kind of social media, digital era.
It's always been there though, hasn't it? Like even like me nanny's gaff is just filled with like religion.
Yeah.
And it's still there, like, you know.
And we talk about like Top Man had rosary beads for style decoration and stuff. Like it was always kind of there. Hey, look at me, I'm religious. Oh, you have faith in God. I'm getting tattoos of prayer hands. Like, I don't think that's a new thing. I think people that had faith or believe in God and Jesus, they always kind of wanted to present it to people. But now they're just doing it on social media. Is that an interesting take?
I think that people are lacking, no, not to get too serious on it, but I think people are lost at the moment, increasingly so. I think my generation growing up, there was a big turn off against religion.
Yeah.
Is there not psychological maybe theories that because you have something to focus your future on or your kind of fate on, that if, when something good does happen, that's because of that. It's a psychological need as opposed to a scientific fact.
I think that's a good thing to have something there that gives you a bit of something, you know.
And isn't that scientific then?
Yeah, but psychologically scientific.
Yeah, the placebo effect.
If it works, it works.
Absolutely.
It's all science.
If I could take a sugar tablet and you tell me it was a placebo, but still good shit started happening to me, I'd eat that every day.
Yeah.
And then you'd open up a sugar tablet shop.
So I'd be on my hands and
knees. Add some sense to them.
Yeah. I'd be on my hands.
Do you remember that day in Ireland when sugar tablets were legal?
McGuckin's tablets.
Oh, whatever gets you through, boys, yep.
You've no faith in anything. You just think that we're just...
It's all science. Everything is science.
But science doesn't have all the answers.
I think... not yet, but it didn't have the answers before.
Like it doesn't even know what's going to happen to
catching up.
The universe or how the universe began or
Chat
what was there before.
Knows.
What's at the end of the universe? Like, it doesn't know what the universe is.
I just think just because you don't know something, you shouldn't automatically then assume it's some kind of mystical... There's a mystical reason for it.
We used to have conversations on Stala all the time about this sort of stuff. And I used to go home and not really like thinking about it.
Okay.
Did you not? Did it actually overwhelm you?
Fucking overwhelmed me, yeah.
Wow.
Don't like it.
The emptiness of space scares him.
I remember I was about 9 or 10 and I thought about eternity. And I started crying.
Really?
Because I could not. Sorry now, Darren. We're going to stop this now in a second. But my mind started to
sort of sound like a double down there.
Yeah. It's like, right, we'll stop talking about
sorry,
it.
Sorry, his leg is
what's
jigging.
What's eternity?
His leg is jigging. Sorry, now.
So what's going to happen in, according to scientists, what's going to happen? Well, it's fact. What's going to happen to Earth and the solar system is that the sun is going to lose its, you know, core. It's going to expand out and it's going to eat up the planets that's closest to it. And it won't
like
get
Galactus.
It'll just miss Earth and then it'll shrink back into a white dwarf or just kind of a dead planet. It'll be about the same size as Earth. And then Earth will freeze and it'll just turn into a rock. We'll long be dead before any of that. But I was watching that documentary with Oliver. And then Oliver, obviously, you know, he's 7, so he kind of started panicking.
I think that would traumatise your kid.
Yeah.
It would, yeah.
But he was like, well, like, you know, oh, what's going to happen to us? And I was like, you don't have to worry about it. Like, you know,
we're all going to die.
Not for millions and millions of years ago. Like, your body will just be floating through space at that stage.
You'll just be a rotting carcass.
And it'll never decompose.
Don't worry about it.
But then he said, but my soul will see it. So he thinks like that his soul will witness it or experience it. So I didn't know how to explain that one. Like,
just let him
don't
think
worry
it.
About it. You don't have a soul.
You didn't say that, did you?
No, of course not. But that's what I'm saying. It's like
you don't know that.
Yeah. Well,
nobody knows that.
I think we do have a soul.
So do I.
So it's, but I also didn't want to say if you have a soul, your soul is going to see this end of time image. So it was a crazy thing. But I remember being overwhelmed. But
yeah.
Infinity.
It's best not to think about these things. I think Darren's right.
Here, just go with it, you know. Just fucking enjoy yourself. Just like
stuff it into the
if
old.
If you start fucking going upstairs in the head,
forget about it.
You'll end up back on the Cetraline.
I love it, man. I love it. I really love it.
There's a documentary that's out at the moment, or I don't know if it's out yet. Marion Stokes, have you heard this?
No.
It's called Recorder, the Marion Stokes Project, a visionary activist who secretly taped American television 24/7 from 1979 until her death in 2012. She taped everything that was on television. Creating a massive archive of news and media to protect the truth against manipulation. She foresaw the future, that things were going to get bad as when it came to media manipulation. So she documented everything. She has, I think it's up to 70,000 VHS tapes with news, talk shows, commercials and more, requiring multiple storage units. And they're archiving it now. There's a documentary about her.
Wow.
24/7, she recorded everything on American television for the bones of 30 years.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
For why?
In her mind, I think she said she was an activist, an archivist. I think maybe a completist, maybe something like that. But she just got into it and she never stopped. She couldn't stop. And they have it all now. So they've got every television show that was ever broadcast.
In America.
In America.
Over the last 30 years.
Can you imagine?
Before 2012.
Every channel. So did she just like set up a
TVs? Yeah, she must have done, yeah.
And then record. That's
would you say there's
bonkers.
Anything there that's like would stand out that we like what would be there like?
There'd be a lot of shows that would have been wiped by the networks that there's no record of them.
Right.
Ever. Like news broadcasts or like they famously RTE got rid of like almost a decade worth of old archive footage because they just didn't have the space for them. So they just wiped everything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite common. Yeah. So like a lot of old shows that people would remember, there's like barely any.
Did you ever see them BBC archive videos on YouTube?
Oh, there's some great stuff up on them, yeah.
Did you ever see them?
Yeah.
They're just like talking about where we'll be in like 2000 and stuff like that. And their predictions.
It's always when they talk to the kids. They talk to the kids in the 60s and 70s and they sound like old Victorian.
Well, I think that like there's going to be flying cars.
I foresee
cars.
In the future maybe a society where we're all a bit kinder to each other.
Like, well, you're sadly
dude,
wrong.
Dude, you're four. Yeah. That yeah, they're also kind of creepily prescient, those children, yeah, but amazing stuff.
It's that kind of ghost watch era. Yeah. Do you know that Parkinson kind of thing? And
Yeah.
But they're great to watch, like, they do pop up on me For You thing on, you know, the homepage, like, suggestions. You do watch them. They're like 10 minutes, but it's mad, like.
I think they're like aliens. When you see old Pate kind of 1920s videos, and they see the camera, they're just kind of looking at the camera and not saying anything to each other. They're just kind of looking around like, what the fuck?
And they walk around that kind of weird, funny, quick walk.
Yeah. They're about to walk away, then they change their mind and come back to the camera. And they're like,
they talk about like the possibility of having like phones and stuff.
Yeah.
Like mobile phones. And you just look at your phone and you're like, fuck me, man. How wrong were they?
I'm watching them on my phone.
Yeah,
how,
that's
how
it.
Like, the irony. It's 2026.
What did you predict?
Kid,
yeah, what did you predict that hasn't happened?
Definitely flying cars.
Yeah.
Definitely flying cars by 2026. Like, do you ever see films, even, that predict?
Fifth Element.
They've said, oh, in the year 2024. And then you're like, nah.
What year is Terminator?
Let's have a look.
Well, is that, that's like 2000 and something, isn't it?
Terminator is the modern day.
Is it?
He's from the future.
Where did he... did he come from, was it? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, what, yeah. Right.
It's like 2066 or something like that. Rings a bell.
Yeah. 68 or something.
2068.
But then making that film to put in 2068 is so far away. Like, it's like, God, that must be, there's going to be loads of shit then. I can't even imagine. Like,
we don't even need to think about getting this wrong because it's so far away.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, it's a little bit closer now. And there's no Terminators.
Or isn't there?
Ooh.
Oh, sent from 2029.
2029
to 1984 to kill Sarah Connor.
2029.
That's 3 years away, lads.
That's crazy.
I don't see anyone in a lane spawning in the nip. Or have we?
Not yet. It's all about robots and that CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. There is robots, but they're not fucking battle robots.
They're not fucking Arnie.
No.
They're not taking over.
I'm looking for Sarah Connor.
So in the year 29, there is a war of the robots.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back in time.
Yeah, because the rebel leader, they need to get ahead of the game and go back in time to make sure that he isn't born.
Which is Sarah Connor's son?
Yeah.
Well, they could.
John.
They badly timed that one then, didn't they? He's already born.
Back to 1984.
Right, it's only a film, boys, isn't it?
It's a fucking great film.
What way did in the films, the modern day films, like, what's one that's based in the future that's well known?
A completely a different franchise.
The 28 Days Later ones, are they?
28 years later.
28 years later.
I didn't see the new one.
I think they're afraid to do futuristic films now.
Yeah.
Because they know. Yeah. They're like, we're going to look like idiots here. You'd have to do it outside of your lifetime.
I'm going to look up.
Like, James Cameron, he should have been like, I'm not going to guess this in case I get it wrong, and I'm going to look like an idiot in 30 years' time. 40 years' time. Whore with Joaquin Phoenix.
The way you pronounce that.
Whore.
Whore. Yeah, whore.
I just looked up.
Yeah,
that's
damn,
a different
whore.
Film.
Whore.
I just looked up like movies known for accurate predictions.
Go on.
Yeah. What do you think?
Whore.
Space Odyssey.
Tablets,
yeah, yeah.
Tablets,
Kubrick,
video calls,
very true.
And AI assistants.
And the great thing about that film is that it was made and released before the moon landings.
Well, of course, that's how we got the gig to fake the moon landing. We don't have holograms. I thought holograms would have been a thing by now.
Yeah,
like Star Wars.
I know the stage holograms, but I want to call you and
yeah,
be
like,
a hologram.
Do you know in Star Wars, they're in the meeting room and one of them can't make it and Yoda's just like a hologram?
Yeah.
And like, why can't we do that now?
And why couldn't Yoda make it? What the fuck
what
is
he
doing?
He up there?
Too busy. Why are you, Yoda? You couldn't come to the meeting room for the meeting.
My fucking Mace Windu's here.
We're trying to save the universe here.
Yeah.
You can't make it.
Come on. Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Windu.
He could make it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that we don't know his name, but he has a cone head with a bit of grey hair on top of it. He made it.
If he can make it.
If he can make it, where the fuck are you, Yoda? You're supposed to be
you
the
could
ball.
Make it, you little bastard.
The size of you.
Someone could have picked you up and thrown you.
Overhead luggage, for God's sake.
Come on.
Little damn.
Don't do that ever again.
Sorry.
That was good, I thought.
That's all right. Actually, do it again.
No. I'm scared. Little
damn. Who is that?
It's Yoda.
Nah.
Get out of here.
What
it's not a bad Yoda.
Who are you trying to do there?
Yoda.
Who's this?
Yoda, it is.
Beep, boop, boop.
Oh, my God.
I know who that one is.
Who's that?
R2-D2.
Yeah.
RTE2.
Okay, my turn.
Go on.
Who's this?
Let me see. Ryan Tuberty.
Fucks. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, my money's gone.
That money.
get these bloody kids off the stage.
Renault.
Fucking Fanta's at the Spilling Army. Fucking trousers. Do you remember that Lele toy show?
Yeah.
Like, for fuck's sake.
Spilled a whole bottle of Fanta over himself.
Did he?
Yeah. And he's like, fuck in front of the kids.
I like Ryan Tuberty.
Yeah. Why? What do you like about him?
I just think he's all right.
Boy, he called you a scumbag, man.
Did he?
That's why. Yeah. He was just honest.
When?
He was honest.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, he said. No. We were at an RTE launch event for a new season, and everyone was doing bits like, and we were talking to Ryan Tuberty, and it was like a brief conversation. It was just like a how are you kind of thing, and I think we got a photo or something like that.
I think like we done a sketch. I think it's in the video. Like,
we're doing a video. Yeah, and he was like, "Geez, you're like something off Crime Call."
He said to you, "Wow,
and you like him?"
Not anymore. Now that you refresh my memory,
God,
if the cameras weren't recording, he'd have got a hearty slap.
He would have, yeah. I would have done him. That's a rude thing to say. I think
it's a very rude thing to say,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's incredibly offensive.
I would say that's offensive.
Yeah. Because why? Because we sound like we're from the north side. You think that we're only good enough for Crime Call. Is that it, Tuberty?
And I actually was on Crime Call.
He reads enough books, he should know better.
Maybe see me on Crime Call, because I was on it before, doing a reconstruction. Actually was.
Were you?
And I was on it before. I robbed the circle.
That aside, Ryan, the fact that we've both appeared on Crime Call does not give you the right.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Exactly.
I hope he apologises now.
Yeah. I want an apology.
There should be a tribunal. Yeah,
from Ryan Tuberty now.
On behalf of me.
There should be a Dáil committee.
Joe wants an apology on behalf of me.
For Darren. I want you to apologise to Darren now.
Tuberty,
but you have to say to Joe, not me. And then I'll say, Joe's going to tell me. And then I'll know that you apologised.
An apology is not enough. He needs to grovel. He needs to grovel on his hands and knees. And he needs to say, Darren, please. Please find it in your heart to forgive me. You don't look like someone or sound like something from Crime Call. You look like someone from
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, Nationwide.
Nationwide.
You could host Nationwide.
I like Downton Abbey.
Or you could be a host of Prime Time. That's what you could do.
Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, Antiques Roadshow. You could do that.
And then get him to say it.
Well, we've put it out there. We'll sit and wait.
I think it's going to happen.
Tuberty, if you're listening,
it's time to own up.
The door's open.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Gravel.
25 grand each you get.
That's it.
So Joe would only have to do one Chadwick's video for that. So I was telling you that we interviewed Keith Barry. Myself and Amy.
The mentalist.
And he did this trick on me. And it blew my mind, like, and I can't stop thinking about it. It's fucking insane, like.
What did he do to you?
Tell
us what he did to you. Did he touch you?
He asked for Amy's phone. Go on to Google.
Gave him.
This is the part.
He asked for Amy's phone number. And later that night, she disappeared for 5 hours.
Ed, shut up, Ed, and let me talk. Looks like, don't start doing impressions of me, Fee.
Blew me mind.
No, but he asked Amy to search on our phone, like our name, like. So she searched. She was like, Corcoran or Conway? Or she was like, whatever, like. So she typed in Conway. And go to Google Images. He took our phone. He was looking at it, scrolling. And he was like saying, wait, that's you there and that one and blah, blah, blah. And then he gave her the phone back. And that was it, like. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? That's not a trick, like. And then he gave me the phone. And he said, go onto Google and type in two public figures, anyone in the whole world that you want to, that you type in. Just, it can be anyone, like. And when you type the name, delete it. So it's like basically like typing it in and then like X and it, X and X and getting rid of it, like. And I said, yeah, that's done there. And I was sitting here and he was where you are, like. And he said, do another one now. So I did it. And then I X'd it away. And then he said, lock the phone, lock it and leave it there in front of you. Like, I didn't ever give it back to him at this point. And he said, now, when we're recording the podcast, I'm going to hack your brain and tell you who you wrote down. And I was like, there's no way possible that he could know this. Like, one of them was very niche, like. And we were recording in the podcast, we were talking for like 10, 15 minutes. And he said, and you mentioned two people earlier, I told you to kind of keep thinking about them throughout the episode and blah, 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 which I kind of didn't, like.
Do you have to be women?
No.
Okay.
Why may I say that?
Because you were looking up Amy.
Yeah, that's why I don't get that bit, like. Okay. So that's just, I'm just telling you what actually happened there, and I still don't know why you asked that question or to see that, like.
It's very suspicious.
It's very suspicious, mate. I don't know, man. But he said it to me, and like, he was got a pen out and a piece of paper, and he was like, is this person an actor? And I was like, yeah. I was like, it's an American actor, comedian, like, one of the popular ones. And I was like, well, you're kind of just narrowing it down, like, if next you'd be asking him, has he got black hair, is he tall? Like, and he's like, no, because I already have it. And he wrote it down and showed me, it was like Eddie Murphy. And like, he got it, like, I was like, that's mad how you did that. And he's like, and you had another name floating around as well in your head. And this one, he didn't even ask me at, and he just wrote it down and told him it was Dermot Morgan, Father Ted, like. What do you think of that?
He must have planted in your head beforehand. Like, was he talking about?
That's all I was like.
Comedies fucking, and Father Ted. Did you bring up anything that might have?
No, like, because it was before we even started recording. Like, obviously, this, how's it going? Thanks for coming in. Little tiny chat. What we're gonna talk about? Like, and then I don't know. He's probably good at like making you say what you want to say or something. Like.
Yeah,
but it's just—it's
incredible what they can do. Darren Brown is just.
I'm going to see him in March.
Where?
In the Olympia, I think.
I must try and go.
Or somewhere, Tree Arena, yeah. I think. I'm not sure where it's at.
I saw him a couple of years ago. He's incredible.
Yeah. It's fucking insane. Mm. And then he also done another trick with a deck of cards. And the deck of cards had an X on it. And then he had one card turned in the deck when he took them out. And he said, that's going to be the card that you're thinking of. Like, and all of the other cards had X's on them. And he showed me the whole deck. And only one was turned over. And then he goes, I want you to discuss, like, you can tell me, like, what one you want to pick, what card you want. So I was like, the seven of hearts, and Amy was like, the three of hearts. But he was saying things like, most people go for the ace of spades, the kings, the queens, blah, blah, blah. But he was saying things like, I can't really remember what they were. And then he showed the cards, and look, so me and Amy were arguing about the cards, like, and he was like, just pick one. And I was like, I'm set on the seven of hearts. And Amy was like, I would want the three of hearts. I was like, which one do you want? And she's like, just go with the seven. And we were arguing about that. And I goes, we're going to just go with seven of hearts. And he went through the deck. And then there was two there then. There was two cards turned over, but there was only one the first time. And he turned it over, and it was the seven of hearts and the three of hearts. The two of them we were arguing over.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a trick. Like, I'd just love to know what the trick is.
Like, you know, there's a way
it's
of doing it.
It's fascinating, yeah.
But it's very impressive.
Yeah.
He also done the, like, coordination for them Now You See Me films.
Yeah. Did he? He was a consultant for that.
A consultant, yeah, for the first two. And he did a trick on Morgan Freeman and all.
He's good.
But would you use it every day, like, to kind of, like, if you're getting on the bus and you just kind of... Do you ever see the Darren Brown one where he goes to the Greyhound track and he convinces the woman at the counter? He just slams, he goes, this is the winning dog. And he hands over the ticket, and the dog came in sixth, and she still pays out.
That's mad, isn't it?
Whatever way that slap just freezes your, or kind of glitches your brain, then you can slip in whatever information you want for that brief second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And look her in the eye, whatever way he did it. And he went back again and again. And she paid out. And at the end of it, he went back and listened, just to let you know. I'm sure she maybe got fired afterwards. But he was able to do that in that one split second, completely control her. Just at a Greyhound track. It's incredible. Frightening.
I'd love to get called up on the stage with Darren Brown. But I'd be afraid I'd ruin the show because he wouldn't get me.
So do you think you're beyond hypnosis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here, like, I was in Salou before, and I got up at a hypnotist show.
I can't believe the guy in Salou, the greatest hypnotist, the world has ever known. What was his name? The great
fucking the great Johnny or something like that. The great big Johnny. I didn't get hypnotized, but I was pretending because I felt bad for that I was hypnotized. I think I'm beyond hypnotizing. I even went to counseling once. It was a special kind of, like, it was a therapy where you move your eyes behind your closed eyelids and it's supposed to get rid of trauma. Can't remember what it's called. It's not CBT. It's not cognitive behavioral therapy. It's something similar to that though. And he's like, okay, now think of the thing that you're thinking of, like the trauma, whatever that's in your mind. And when you move your eyes, it's supposed to clear away that trauma. And it didn't. And then he said, right, open your eyes. Now, when you think of that, is it harder to visualize it? And it was the exact same, but like I just felt bad for him, even though I'm paying for this therapy. And I was like, yeah, it's a bit fuzzier, throwing him a bone. He goes, right, we're getting there, try it again. And then I done it again, it was the same shit. And I was just like, yeah, it's gone, you cured me, wow, thank you so much. Like,
I'm like, I know.
Jesus, this I know. Is a load of bollocks. But that happens so much. I find myself fucking just appeasing somebody else, even if it's a, I could be at a restaurant and the waiter comes, I'm like, this is blatant shite, and the waiter comes over, how is it? Ah, oh, it's lovely. Yeah, thank you.
Like the haircut, get butchered, and then you're like, that's the best haircut ever. So thanks for that.
If I was that fucking Dan Brown, he's like, oh, think of a card, is this your card? I'd be like, yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
But sure. It is going to be a card though.
Yeah.
He's that good.
I'd hope so. I'd be nervous if it wasn't then, and you ruined the show.
Would you just ruin it though?
No. I'd say that's, what if he got it right and I just intentionally was just like, no, ha. And this is what you were thinking. And he pulls out a big banner with loads of words on it. I'm like, no, I'm thinking something completely different actually. Can't get me, ha. I'm impenetrable.
And he takes off his shirt and he's written what you've just said across his chest. No. Yeah. Oh, he's a genius. Yeah, it's incredible, all that stuff. Fascinating.
Yeah. I can do it.
Can you? Yeah.
Will I do it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please.
Will I do it to Ed or will I do it to you?
Ed.
Do it to Darren.
Or me, whatever.
Okay. Look at me in the eyeballs. Are you looking at me? In the eyeballs, and I'm going to read your mind. You think you're impenetrable? Well, I'm about to penetrate you.
Oh, yeah.
I want you.
You're not doing it to me.
Oh, do it to Darren. Okay, yeah.
However, go on now, do it to you. Glass and all off.
Anyone can play along with this.
Okay, let's go.
Even the listener. I want you to think of a number.
Who are you doing it to?
I'm going
to
do it to both of you.
Okay.
Right? So keep the numbers in your head. Or you might need a pen, a piece of paper, or a calculator even. Take your calculators out, because you might need a little calculator. You may not. You may. I want you to think of a 3-digit number using the numbers 1 to 9. 3-digit number. Any 3 numbers that comes into your mind. Okay?
Yep.
I want you to take that number. I want you to reverse it.
Okay.
And I want you to take away. No, wait, what do I want to do? Hang on for a second.
TikTok to look at the tutorial.
The tension's building here.
Imagine he was like, this is on stage. His job, and he was like, hang on, wait there, and I just Google this bit.
Darren Brown on stage. Hang on, then, let me look this up again. So you have the 3-digit number written down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to reverse that number.
Okay.
And I want you to subtract that number, the smaller number, from the larger number. So whichever one is the smaller number, I want you to subtract the smaller number.
Lost.
Lost, right?
Okay.
So, have you, Ed, then, yeah?
Mm.
Just do it to Ed, will you?
Right.
Turns out.
So you have that number now, yeah?
Yeah.
I want you to reverse that number.
Okay.
And now I want you to add the result and the reverse number. So I want you to like add the two of those numbers.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I know that your number that you have written on your phone is 1089.
I'm going to show Darren.
It is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Because I suppose I'm a bit magic.
Did not just do the maths.
What maths? You could have picked any 3 numbers. You picked 3 numbers as well.
I've just been magicked.
Yeah.
The Great Magukio.
Whatever.
The Great Magukio. Now playing in Planet Hollywood.
Whatever.
Now playing in Rialto. The feeling of like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that feeling where you're like, oh.
Ooh. Ah.
I'm trying to get into shape for the the live show. Just kind of setting a little challenge for myself. But it's a very strict challenge. And it's designed by AI. So I'm like eating everything that it's telling me to do.
You're taking people's jobs.
Who's?
PTs.
Fuck that. Blade.
Nutritionists.
Yeah, they're all out of jobs. Like, I'm literally taking... the food plan is done by AI. Do you want to see the before and after? I said, what will it look like in 20 days if I stick very strictly to your plan? Do you want to see the picture?
Is it an AI picture of you?
I've done it before and after of the photo that I actually took. It made me smile.
There's no way.
You don't think I look like that in 28 days?
Jesus, Joe.
You have a fucking A-pack.
It's like the Machinist.
We'll see
you
now.
A 12 pack.
We'll see now if you take away nutritionist jobs.
Well, it said that.
Look like the Machinist.
It said what it's got. So it said, oh, you will look like that because the muscle definition is already there. It's just about getting the fat away. So I'm on a really strict, just kind of fucking protein and.
So what's your daily, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner now?
I have to have. So I had 4 eggs and 2 turkey rashers. And then for...
4 boiled eggs?
4 boiled eggs. And 2 turkey rashers. And I took the yolk out of 2 of the eggs. It's very, very specific. It's like, has it down to very fine detail. And for lunch, I don't know, it's kind of awkward now. Like, I'm out of kilter now. But I have to have 200 grams of protein and, like, stay under a certain amount of calories. And it's just about burning the fat away while maintaining the muscle so that I'm going to look jacked in 28 days.
Just in time for hot girls. Hot Joe Summer. We're getting into Hot Joe Summer.
Almost.
Right, I'm going to leg it.
Are you heading off?
Oh, I'm going to head off now, yeah.
Sure, I may as well head off myself then.
Yeah.
There's no point staying here by myself if you're heading off.
Sure, if I'm heading off, there's no point in you staying here.
No, sure, I'll have to go.
Are you going, Ed?
I might stay around.
All right.
Yeah, I stay here for a couple of days.
That's nice.
Just hang out.
Yeah, do you have a kitchen here?
There's nice lighting, yeah.
Sometimes the coffee machine works.
What will you do for food and drink?
A couple of boiled eggs and turkey rashers.
And for a drink?
And a packet of prawns and a steak.
A packet of prawns, mate.
What would your drink of choice be?
My what of choice?
Drink.
My drink of choice would be Lucozade at the Spire.
Lucozade?
Lucozade? Lucozade.
Lucozade. How do you say it?
Lou.
Lucozade. Lucozade. Oh, no.
Lucozade.
You say Lucozade.
I say Lucozade.
Do you have any Lucozade?
They tell you to get out.
Whore. I'm going to watch the movie Whore.
Give Whore a Lucozade.
I've never thought of it. Lucozade. Do you say book?
Book.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Bookazade.
I say book.
Book, yeah.
I say book.
You say book, do you?
No, I say book. Facebook.
Would you say music then?
Book.
Music. Music.
Music.
Anyway, there we go, lads.
Music makes you
Lucozade.
Music makes you Lucozade.
Music makes you Lucozade.
Plug the show, will you?
Oh, yeah. We have a live show coming up in Vicar Street on February 12th. There's only a few tickets left. It's going to be good. We've been working on it. So we're excited about
They're all ranting and raving in here about it.
Everyone's talking about it. So if you're not going, you're going to be a loser.
You don't want to be a loser, do you?
No way.
Don't be a dork. Get a ticket.
Don't be a nerd.
We'll see you in Vicar Street.
See you then, you little nerd.